I'd be very surprised if government regulation ever even entered my mind. Mm. I'm not committing myself to anything. I've got to hear everybody's views. But I have said more than once that freedom of expression and freedom of the press, which are different concepts,
yes,
are, to my mind, a fundamental bedrock of our society.
What he just said there, I think, leads us to a huge sigh of relief across newspaper newsrooms up and down the country, because they all know that the game is up. They all know the PCC is damaged goods and needs changing. What none of them wanted is a law for them to break, a statutory regulator. Mm. It looks as though Leveson is moving towards not doing that. So they'll get a tougher, beefed-up, testosterone-fueled regulator who will make them mind their P's and Q's, but they will still largely be masters of their own destiny. They won't have this draconian thing of the law hanging over them. And I think that was the great thing that they all feared. And we heard a lot today about big fines, hitting them in the wallet, if you like, and also the prominence of apologies, the prominence of putting things right. In other words, if you put it on the front page and make an allegation that's untrue, then you should put it on the front page when you admit that you've got it wrong, but not bury it on page 17 underneath the adverts for geriatric slippers or something.